It's time for the High School Report on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire in Bangor, the First National Bank, and the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
We say hello to our friend Mark Kalnan of Eastern Maine Sports. Hi there, Mark.
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
Very well, thanks. How are you this afternoon?
Doing good.
Are you on the road getting ready for a game?
Well, a lot of them have already been played. I'm actually near a game right now. Actually, I'm going to go check out some of the Foxcroft Winslow game. I'm actually just got here. They've already started, but I'm going to try to catch some of that. But other than that, there's a lot of games going on. Again, a lot of them early. It's a lot of tough scheduling because a lot of these games were supposed to be yesterday, and then there's a lot of graduation stuff going on tonight and whatnot. So a lot of different times.
Yeah, it's a busy weekend with banquets and proms and graduation, so everybody's kind of juggling things to make it work. And then when you get a little rain, it complicates things a bit. Any surprises so far?
and especially in softball. Well, baseball, this game at Foxcroft's a 14 and against 11. So, both teams had to pull pretty significant upsets to get here.
Mm.
Winslow defeated Nokomis and 14 over 3, and Foxcroft handled John Bapp 11 over 6. But the biggest upset to me came this afternoon, earlier today, in Class B softball. Two number 8 seeds defeated two number 1 seeds today. And I consider Nokomis softball probably the biggest favorite in baseball or softball into this. And they lost to number 8 Winslow today, 6-3. Mia Coots is probably one of the better pitchers around, but you got to play defense, and 6 unearned runs scored for Winslow, and they advanced. And also another number 8 over number 1 in softball in Class C, Central defeated Bucksport 7-6. I thought Class C was more wide open than it has been in past years, and it kind of proved true there. Now number 2 Matanaka steps in to be the favorite there, but it's anybody's game. Orono number 5 defeated number 4 Narek Wagason Class C softball today too, 11-3. So they will now all of a sudden, Orono gets to host tomorrow. They didn't expect that.
Excellent. And we've got some big games coming up. As you look at the next few days here, beyond the ones we've talked about already, what are some key games in baseball and softball that people might want to check out?
Well, going on in a few minutes, Bangor, number 1 Bangor, is hosting Skowhegan in baseball today, right now. So that'll be a good one. And, you still there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I didn't know if I got disconnected. And if Bangor can win, they'll host tomorrow. They'll host Messalonsky at noon. And obviously, if Skowhegan pulls that upset, they'll go to number 5 Messalonsky. So that's a good one. Some other ones. Number 2 Old Town have been playing very, very well. They'll play the winner of this Foxcroft Winslow game tomorrow. So that will be good. And, some other ones, Bucksport advanced today. They look like they're going to play Holton, as Holton has an 8, obviously still time to go. They're only in the 4th inning, but Holton, number 5 Holton, has a big lead over Orono now. So that will set up a Bucksport-Holton matchup tomorrow. That should be a good one. Number 2 Fort Kent will play the winner of George Stevens and Mount View. So that will be good. So a lot of good games. Another upset, number 1 Wisdom in baseball held on to defeat Southern Aroostook 12-11. So that was a good one today.
That's fantastic. Also, it was great last week. I caught a little bit of it, but so good to have the state Class A track meet back at the brand-new renovated Cameron Stadium in Bangor.
Oh, great. And, great facility there, and good that they got the track there. And, I believe the Class D state games, football game is going to be there again this year. So, that's will be great, and it's a great facility.
And this is pretty cool, too. The story, we talked about it the other day, that Bangor's Justin Courtney playing the role of Nolan Ryan in this new documentary about Ryan.
That was very cool. I saw that the other day, too, and I thought that was very neat, and, quite an opportunity for him.
Well, it's an awesome time of year as we wrap up the school year. Still lots of big games to go and a lot of playoff baseball, softball, and more happening. Go to Eastern Maine Sports. You are going to find out everything that's going on. Your top source for everything in the high school and collegiate ranks as well. Mark, have fun. Enjoy the game this afternoon, and we'll catch up with you again next Friday.
Yeah, we'll be getting ready for state championship games next weekend.
That's awesome. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Yep, bye.
Mark Canlin of Eastern Maine Sports, our high school report, is presented by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can, First National Bank, committed to the community. And by the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.